Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. It's November 4th, 2019. And today we're going to talk about saying goodbye to our dead and what that means and why we need to say goodbye. And I'll share some stories with you. But in the meantime, as we get started here, I want to remind you that you can call in and share your story about connecting with your dead loved one, about saying goodbye if you'd like, or you may email me with your story, because every once in a while I do a show that includes emails from people and responses to the emails. But if you'd like to call in today and share your story about saying goodbye to your beloveds, that you can do that at 202-570-7057. But again, my name is Robin Fritz, and my show is about helping you understand that you are innately intuitive and innately a healer. You're born that way. That's the way we all are. We just haven't learned how to use those abilities, so we end up using them in ways that aren't as great as they could be. And so my work is to help you learn to tap those skills in a very practical way so that you can lead a full, satisfying life. Lots of fun, lots of great connections, mind, body, and spirit. And to start us off on that, let's do a quick guided grounding exercise with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, and he is currently in the shape of a crystal ball, which was neither his idea nor mine. And imagine like clear quartz with multiple planes and rainbows inside of it, and a faint citrine or yellowish cast to him. And as you just take a deep breath, breathe in for like a count of four and exhale to a count of eight, you're just getting grounded and balanced in this space with us today, allowing yourself to take this time for yourself to grow yourself, mind, body, and spirit. And if you take your attention to the top of your head and breathe down from the top of your head, your face, your shoulders, chest, hips, knees, and feet, just feel that energy running down your body, freeing up the blocks, all the stuff that happened today, and now breathing back up from your feet past your knees, hips, chest, shoulders, face, and the top of your head. Just feel that connection to Fallon. You may see him, hear him chat with you, feel his energy, notice a gold light, which a lot of people see as Fallon, or simply know that you're connected with him in this hour. So today I want to talk about saying goodbye to our dead. I know it's hard to lose our beloveds, human or animal, and it's harder yet to say goodbye to them because it seems too final. If we don't say goodbye, we're thinking, well, then we don't really lose them. But the reality is that we and our dead can get blocked by grief and be unable to work through it and come out the other side. For us, in our bodies, that means our lives, our work, our soul purpose are dimmed. And for the dead, it means they might get stuck and held up on the way to their afterlife. And that's not good for them, and it's not good for us either. So I'm going to talk about saying goodbye. I'm going to share some of my stories from early on before I even knew what a medium was, and give you some ideas on how to say goodbye to your dead, what that means, and how we can all move on together. So my dad, Ray, I work with him now in the afterlife. He runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side, which is partly my sense of humor and partly how I see the afterlife works. My dad runs a place, like a number of other deceased humans who have chosen to stay in the afterlife do. It's the first place where the dead go on their journey to the afterlife, when they're actually in the afterlife. Because there's a point when we die until we actually go to the afterlife where things can get a little different, shall we say. Now, this is not limbo or purgatory or any of those crappy things that religion tells you about. What I call the place between death and the afterlife is the gray zone. It's the place where everybody wakes up dead and goes, oh my gosh, this isn't what I thought death was supposed to look like. And it isn't, because it isn't quite in the afterlife. It's a place where we slough off the energies that were connected to our bodies so that our soul and our etheric self is actually lighter so it can actually go to the afterlife and not be super weighed down. I know this sounds a little technical, but that's how it goes. But there are other things that the dead are doing in that in-between state. And one of them is that they're waking up, realizing they're dead, and whether they wanted to be dead or not, like it's the end of their life and some are in great, great pain and welcome death as just a release from suffering. Either way, they're still dead and they're grieving as much as we are. And that's one thing that I think is really important for us to remember. And it's certainly something that I've noticed in my work as a medium. But, you know, I wasn't always a medium. I mean, I didn't even think about being a medium. And even though I've seen the dead and seen people seeing their dead since I was a little kid, those early days I was a devout Catholic girl, right? And so I just assumed that those things were things that my religion sent me. But I'm going to share a quick little story, and that's that my dad died on June 30th 1994, and a couple weeks after he died, my mom and I were sitting in the kitchen in their condo in Salem, Oregon, and for the life of me, I don't know why, but we were arguing. Now, we actually never really argued before. We just didn't. But we were both overtired. We were both grieving. We were sitting across the table, and we were arguing with each other. I don't even remember about what. But right next to the kitchen is the doorway to the garage. And in the garage was a place where my dad had a little orc bench, and he could pot up a few Christmas cacti and keep his geraniums over the winter so that I would put the geraniums back in a pot for the spring and summer. So my mom and I were arguing, and all of a sudden we heard it. My dad used to whistle, and he could create all these beautiful songs with his whistling. And I worked with him in his store. He was a pharmacist from the time I was in the seventh grade on. So I could always recognize my dad's whistling. Very distinctive, very on point. And as my mom and I were arguing, all of a sudden we both heard Dad whistling in the garage, and we both stopped arguing at the same time and looked at each other and looked at the garage and looked at back at each other, and that was the end of the argument. So, you know, was my dad saying goodbye at that point? I think so, yes, but he was also reminding us that, hello, you know, life goes on and you don't waste your time getting in arguments and so on in your life. And, you know, that's one thing that I want to bring up when I say about, you know, saying goodbye to our dead. When I think about that now, I think maybe that was like one of the first points where I did say goodbye to my dad, because you know what? I didn't actually say goodbye to him at his funeral or to my mom at hers. And I wonder if you have lost people, human or animals, actually, if you've had funerals for them, and if it ever occurred to you to say goodbye to them at their funeral. Because as I was preparing for today's show, I thought, you know what? You hold a they die, you hold a funeral, you run around organizing it, people bring stuff for a lunch or whatever. You work it out with the funeral home, you go through the motions of whatever it is, a church service or whatever, and everybody says hello and they come and blah, 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 blah. But do you ever say goodbye to your dad? And I don't think I ever really did. Well, I mean, we go through the motions, but do you say goodbye? And number two after that is, do you know they're there watching? They're kind of actually waiting to say goodbye, and they're trying to say goodbye to you. I know some years ago, before I got into this work, I was having my own session with a psychic, and all of a sudden, a dead relative popped in, and newly dead. I mean, he'd only been dead a few days. And he was lost and confused, and he's like, where am I, what's going on? And we had to tell him he was dead, and he died suddenly of a heart attack. And he was like, no, I don't want to be dead. Well, you know, that's not a choice, right? I mean, when you're dead, you're dead. But his spiritual team finally came in, and they thanked us because, well, he'd been lost and they couldn't find him, which is not a good thing to know about your spiritual team, but it's the truth. Anyway, the big thing they pointed out to him was, go to your funeral. Come on, we'll take you to your funeral. It was the next day. We'll take you to your funeral, and you'll be able to see people grieving you. Unfortunately, I've been to a lot of funerals, and while people honor the dead and talk about them, they don't actually say goodbye. And when I went to the funeral, and, you know, there he was, you know, and nobody was saying goodbye to him. So here's the first thing to do, is to say goodbye to your dead when they died, right? And at their funeral. So having this lesson in mind, in 2012, my Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Murphy died. Now, we were soulmates, and I was pretty convinced that when she died, I would die with her. And all of you out there who have soulmate animals know exactly what that feels like. You can't imagine being alive without your soulmate animal. This dog was my introduction to the fact that reincarnation is real, and we've had lifetimes together and all of those things. And she was just well beyond animal intelligence as a dog. I mean, there were times I think she had to actually learn how to be a dog. I mean, I watched her watch other dogs and then imitate them. It was the strangest thing. So when she was diagnosed with cancer and she chose not to have surgery, she lived an additional 6 weeks. And when she passed, I made sure I was there, and I thanked her for being in my life and said goodbye, because that's what you have to do, is say goodbye. So here's the cool thing. When I said goodbye to her, and her ashes came back on the following week, and that was really hard getting the ashes back. But with her ashes back, I held a funeral for her with just me, my other dog, and the cat. And I turned on this music, and I played it really loud, music that I used to use that I still use for space clearing, especially my own home. Opened the windows wide, and I started dancing to the music and thinking about all the great times my dog and I had together, and, you know, thinking of what she was like in the afterlife, because I'd already talked to her a few times. She'd already popped in and actually facilitated a mediumship session with a client. She was there with my dad, safe and sound, but she wasn't here in her body, right? So I was dancing around, and I'm thinking about how I never got to have a party with my parents while they were alive. Instead, we had the funeral. So here we are dancing, and the next thing I know, here's Murphy dancing right alongside me, and I can see her bouncing around, and she's yelling, "My funeral is fun." And so I hope that one thing you can take away from today's radio show is that you can say goodbye to your dead. You should say goodbye to your dead. And it can actually be healing. It can be cleansing. And it can even be fun like that. So I want to tell you why it's important to say goodbye to your dead, because sometimes we kind of think it's all about us. I mean, they're not in their bodies anymore, so like we know they're not suffering. We know, you know, that we don't have to go through them dying again. They don't either. And we're thinking it's about us. But there are a lot of times where people say, oh, my dad's not going to leave us. He's always with us, and they're always with us. And there are a lot of mediums that say that too. They're always with you. Well, they're not, and they shouldn't be, because they're off doing other things in the afterlife. But they do come by and visit, and it's important for us to acknowledge that, and it's important for us to acknowledge the dynamics between the living and the dead, because that's where things can get mixed up. So let's think about that for a second. Everyone who has lost a beloved human or animal, you know that love isn't for the faint of heart. It's tough to open our hearts knowing they'll be broken when a beloved dies, but it's often tougher if it's an animal who dies, because with them it usually isn't if, but when they die, and we don't always get the support from people who are in our families or in our lives as friends or even just socially. So we put our hearts on the line over and over again to love in our bodies, knowing that our hearts can get broken because someone is going to die. So we know that love is the essential experience that grows our souls. It starts by choosing to love ourselves despite our faults, and continuing to choose to love ourselves and to love others throughout our lives. And that's where it's ironic, because then we die. So yes, souls matter, but so do their bodies. And bodies are important, and they're real. So when our beloveds leave their bodies, we're crushed. And after the break, we're going to talk about it. If you're grieving or preparing to grieve, know that you're brave, you're beautiful, and you're doing exactly what you came here to do. You're growing your soul by experiencing love. After the break, more about that.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about saying goodbye to the dead. All right, so you know that we're here on Earth, in human bodies, in any body, to learn to grow our soul. to experience love and to experience love for ourselves, first of all, because self-love is the most important thing. It's not ego. It's learning to accept ourselves, good times and bad times, through our triumphs and our mistakes. And love means we get to feel crappy and devastated when the beings that we love die, whether they're human or animal. Yep, we get to feel dreadful. You get to feel crappy because devastation is part of the process and a privilege of loving. The problem with losing someone, and you know, there's grief, of course, there's all of that and all the financial and all of the other kinds of things. But on a mind, body, spirit level, the problem with losing someone is where we get hung up on saying goodbye to our dead. You know, sometimes now people go like, well, I don't know, you weren't there when they died. Well, sometimes there isn't any warning. Sometimes our beloved are just dead. They just suddenly die. And, you know, if that's happened to you, my heart goes out to you. If you've lost someone suddenly and didn't have the chance to hold them in your arms and say goodbye to them. My mom died like that. I didn't get to say goodbye in person. My dad, I was with him. And I made sure I was with all my animals, almost missed one. But sometimes you're not there. So whether you are or not, whether the death is yesterday, today, or decades ago, stop and say goodbye to your dead. Say, hey, Hank or Mary or Joseph or my friend dog or whatever. Say goodbye to your dead. And you get to say goodbye as many times as you want, right? As soon as you learn of a death and as many times afterward as you damn well feel like it. Because walking the mystery with our beloveds, human and animals, is what we do in the name of love. It's also for closure and for healing for both sides. Saying goodbye is horrifying, it's comforting, and it's the loneliest experience on the planet. But you need to do it. And here's why. When we die and we wake up dead, we're like, oh, well, that just happened. Right? And sometimes they're really confused. I know because I talk to a lot of the stuck dead, those who aren't in the afterlife. And they're like, well, this isn't what it was supposed to look like. This isn't what religion told me it looked like. Oh, I must have done something wrong. I must be going to the wrong place. Oh, whatever. Or they didn't want to be dead. And hard to blame them. And I want to emphasize that because my dad said for 2 years before he died that all he wanted was to die. He was miserable. He was in horrible pain. He was so crippled up, couldn't do anything, and had been in pain for over a decade, 12 years. And yet, some years after he died, he said he didn't want to die. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? And the answer was he didn't want to die and leave all of his loved ones, but he couldn't live any longer in his body. So, you know, that's an interesting thing for us to remember. When the bodies are so far gone that you can't enjoy them anymore, you know, we let go of them. Doesn't mean we want to die and leave you. Doesn't mean that we want to die and leave everyone else, right? It just means that that's when it's time. But what happens is a lot of people say, well, I don't want my dad to leave, or I'm going to, I know my dad is always with us. And there are a lot of mediums that say they're always with you, which I honestly think is a disservice to the living and to the dead, because the dead aren't always with us. I mean, they can't be. They were never with us all the time when we were alive either. I mean, for the most part, I'm talking about like babies or something or whatever. But I mean, the point is they're not around us all the time. They're off learning what their life was all about. They're having new soul experiences. They're deciding what they're going to do next. And yes, they do check in with us, but we're off living our lives too. We're grieving, sure, but we're also going through the motions of day to day, and eventually those things get better. But here's the thing. If you don't say goodbye and allow your dead to say goodbye to you, you risk the situation where they become the stuck dead and you become stuck as well. Now, if you've listened to my radio shows before, you remember I've talked about energy, how energy moves and keeps moving. And when it doesn't move, it's stuck. And then things get stagnant and things fall off. And you can't sell your house or you can't get out of grief or you can't do a lot of things because energy needs to keep moving. Well, saying goodbye to the dead is part of the energy of life. It's part of the process of moving on. Now, I've had clients several times who have lost children, adult children, and they refuse to say goodbye. And even though I set that up for a session, a mediumship session, there's not much I can do beyond giving them the opportunity to say goodbye. They'll have a conversation with their children, but they won't say goodbye. And it may be okay. You know, I'm not saying it isn't, but here's the thing. The stuck dead, they're real. And they're the dead who haven't moved to the afterlife. And what does that mean exactly? Well, they're in their soul form then. And we're in our soul form now. We just have a human body around it. But when they die, the dead need to move to the afterlife at some point. And they're not when they're in that gray zone. They're getting ready to move to the afterlife. Or they're not getting anywhere because they're hesitating or refusing to move on. And what happens then is that their soul stops growing and moving and changing. Their soul stops having experiences. And our souls are eternal, you know. They move from lifetime to lifetime or experience to experience. You know, some don't come back in bodies and they stay in the afterlife like my dad is currently doing, staying in the afterlife, running a way station for dead things on the other side. But when the dead don't move on, their soul growth stops and things don't change for them. And I have met the dead who have been stuck in that in-between place for centuries. In fact, some at one point, all the way back to the initial cataclysm that destroyed the planetary system we set up here to have that big experiment of living in harmony with all life. Yeah, way back then. That's like a very long time ago. And what happens when, here's the other thing that happens. People will say, well, I want to be close to my daughter. I don't want to let her go. Or my son. I don't want to let him go. And that energy of attachment on our side, as well as the energy of attachment on their side, can hold the dead back from moving on. It can also hold us back from moving on so that we can't process our grief. We can't move beyond it. I'm not saying we should never grieve. I still cry about my dead who've been gone for many, many years. I still miss them. It's okay to cry. It's okay to say, God darn it, why did you die? It's okay to be angry that they died, but it's not okay to hold on to them so they can't move on to the afterlife. And it's not okay to hold yourself back from moving forward in life, because life is about experiences, and losing a loved one is part of that experience. It's not something you look forward to, but it's something you accept when you choose to love someone besides yourself, right? An animal or a human. And those of you who are mourning animals, and my God, there's been a lot of them in my practice in the last few months. I know what it's like because not everybody supports you. But here's the thing. Well, let me tell you in a story. So I've been working with a family off and on for some years, and very, very intuitive children, really working well beyond their age, and didn't even know they were working intuitively, but the dead kept showing up to them. Either they could see him or they could hear him, and they were scared to death. They were just little kids. They didn't know what was going on. And that's one of the reasons I got involved in mediumship, because the stuck dead were showing up to little 7-year-old kids. And I'm like, no, you're not going to do that. What the hell is wrong with you people? They were desperate to move to the afterlife, and they didn't know how to do it because we're not teaching ourselves how to move to the afterlife. I mean, our souls know how to do it, but then our consciousness that was just in this body. So our soul, it was Joe and Mary and Sam and Hank and Bruno the dog and all of these things over many lifetimes, was only just recently in this particular body, say the body of Hank. That person is remembering that lifetime, right? And that's where they're stuck at. So, and when I'm working with these children and working with them and helping them to not have these experiences and kind of like trying to shut them down and bringing in a new spiritual team that could moderate things better than their childlike spiritual team was doing. During this period of time, their grandfather died. Now, he had had an injury and ended up in the hospital and had wounds all over his face and so on. And then he died. I mean, the wounds had pretty much healed. And then he died and decided not to go into the afterlife. And I found out about it when I got a phone call saying that a little granddaughter had seen him in the backyard and she was terrified. He looked horrible. He looked sick, hunched over. He had wounds on his face. And I was like, oh my God. So I sat down to talk to him with my dad. And here's what I want you to know. If the dead don't go to the afterlife, they retain the appearance of what they looked like before they died. So they could have been in a bad car accident. They could have been really sick and frail. They could have been a lot of things. And he was showing the signs of the injuries, even though those injuries had mostly healed. So that's what he was remembering from his life, that he'd had these injuries and that he was ill. So when I started talking to him, I said, hey, you know, your grandchildren can see you and you scared them. And I know you didn't mean to scare them. And he said, no, I didn't. I didn't even realize she could see me until, you know, she did. And then I realized it. He goes, but I understand now that they can see and do things that other kids can't. And I want to watch over them and protect them. And I said, I understand that. You know, you loved them. You're your grandfather. But look at yourself. You're not healed up. You're not rested up. You need to go to the afterlife. And he goes, but I need to watch over them. And I said, yeah, here's the big thing that people forget, or they don't realize, they don't remember, or whatever, from their previous lifetimes. Once you move to the afterlife, you start to heal up, which means your soul journey starts to go forward again. When you're in the gray zone, your soul journey stops. It's kind of a timeout. Time to slough off those energies, but also time to choose to love yourself and to take that next step into the afterlife, to put aside all the scary stories that religion and culture told you about being dead, and go ahead and choose that doorway that takes you into your afterlife. And I told him, I promise you that once you move to the afterlife, when you're ready, of course, and he was ready. He just didn't want to do it because he thought he'll never see his grandkids again, won't be able to help them. I said, once you do that, you'll be able to connect with them more easily than you can now, because your soul will be continuing to grow just like theirs is continuing to grow, which makes the energetic connection between you easier and stronger. He's like, really? And my dad is over there going, yes, really? She's telling you the truth. Come on. So as soon as he agreed and moved to the afterlife, his wounds went away and he started to straighten up and to be healthy just by moving to the afterlife, which is what's supposed to happen. Can you still connect with them? Yes. And like I'm telling you, you can connect with them even better once they've moved to the afterlife. But you need to help them and help yourself. And you do that by saying goodbye. And it's cathartic, right? It's soul relieving. It helps to say goodbye. And you know, the thing of it is, it's really tough to move on after a death. It's tough for both sides. But when you say goodbye, it means you've acknowledged that the body has gone. It means that you don't have to like it that they're dead. But it does mean that you accept it, even if you don't want to. It means that you acknowledge that the death has occurred and that things have changed. And you're moving on this side of eternity, and they're moving on the other side. And you will see each other again face to face at some point, assuming everything goes correctly in your soul group, which is a topic for another conversation. But for the most part, yes. And your loved ones do show up when you die. And you get to talk to them much more easily and experience the things that they're experiencing in the afterlife by having them share that with you, either through feelings or by knowing it or by seeing it or by talking to them. And that has helped, that helps you heal your grief as well. When you see and know that your loved ones are continuing to grow and to heal and to experience their soul in the afterlife, it is healing. And one of the ways you know that is, like I said, when they move to the afterlife, their wounds and so on, or whatever they died with, you know, being decrepit from an illness or something, that goes away. But here's the other thing that changes when people are safely in the afterlife, and that's that they can reverse age. So my dad died at age 72, but he looked more like what you'd think of as 90 because he was so bent and frail from rheumatoid arthritis and his severe heart disease and just beat up. You know, he always used to say that the number of times he was shot during World War II were things that shortened his lifespan. I don't know, but it was shortened. But when he started showing up and talking to me and coming back to ask me to be a medium, he reversed age to about mid-40s. So isn't that cool to know that when you're dead, move on, they can reverse age to an age that they want to be, which shows that they're healthy and moving on. So hang on, I've got some more things to tell you about the stuck dead and some tips for you on talking with your beloveds.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I'm wrapping up a conversation about saying goodbye to our dead. So let me just summarize quickly. When our dead, when our beloveds die, human or animals, they leave their bodies behind, as you well know. But our love for them doesn't end. and are yearning to put our arms around them one more time, to give them one more hug, to tell them that we love them in their bodies. The desire for that never goes away. I still remember, long time before my dad died, when we hugged each other and we just didn't let go. And I can't tell you how many times over the last, 25 years, that I wished I could do that again, or hug my animals that are gone. And you know, it's just not going to happen. Not going to happen till we're there, right? But we do need to let them go. And we do need to do that by saying goodbye. Because when you actually go through the process of saying goodbye to your dead, I promise you, things change. There's a relief that you feel because you've acknowledged their death. You've acknowledged the love you had for them. You've acknowledged the change in your relationship. As much as you love each other, as much as your soulmates, they're now in the afterlife, or should be about in the afterlife, because they're dead and you're still alive, right? And yes, you can talk to them, but let them go. And a lot of times, I have to say, the dead don't know they're dead. You know, a friend and I do all sorts of experiments and working with the dead, which is how I figured out a process to help like hundreds of thousands of the stuck dead move on at once, which frees up energy on the planet and helps them get to the afterlife. No ifs, ands, or buts, no religion, no pushing on, just, hey, need some help? Here's how we do it. The thing of it is, by saying goodbye, we give ourselves and them permission to move on. And moving on is part of life. And moving on is particularly important for them. And like I said, some of them don't know they're dead. My friend and I talked to this guy, and she was actually talking with him, and she called me up, and she's saying she talked to so-and-so. Well, she got his name, and she got where he was, and I'm sitting here Googling it out of curiosity. And we were talking to him exactly 1 year after his death. Amazing, right? You know, he still thought he was in a coma in the hospital. He could still hear his parents crying. But he was stuck. He wasn't in the afterlife. So my dad came in and we helped him go to the afterlife. So by saying goodbye, you acknowledge that something has happened. Like I said, you don't have to like it, but it's part of how we keep moving forward in our lives. It helps them begin to heal, and it helps them continue their journey. And as I said earlier, it does make it easier to connect with them because they are moving on in the afterlife. And, you know, when people, and people do call me up and say, I think my loved one is stuck. Can I have a mediumship session? And I'll go like, yeah, don't do that. I don't do sessions when people think their loved ones are stuck, because to me that feels icky, like you're preying on the grieving. But also, yeah, that's what it feels like. And I want people to come because they want to have a real conversation. So, you know, I want to make sure of that. And you can help your stuck dead move on by simply saying, I love you. It's okay. You've died. You're dead now. It's okay to go to the afterlife. And that gives them permission to move on when those energies have sloughed off, and they can move on because they're lighter and can go to the afterlife. So sometimes they need to be told they're dead. Sometimes you need to, you know, break it to them gently. Hello, I'm sorry, but you're dead. And the other times they just need to hear you say it one more time that you love them. And even if it's been years since someone's died, please tell them you love them and say goodbye to them, you know. And because the funerals are good, but they're not enough, not unless you say you want to help them move to the afterlife by saying goodbye, and you want to help yourself move forward as well. It's not selfish. It's actually love in one of its purest forms. It's helping someone else and helping yourself at the same time. So, but here's an interesting thing. Now, I'm publishing my book on the afterlife called The Afterlife is a Party, What People and Animals Teach Us About Love, Reincarnation, and the Other Side. Publishing it in February. But right now I'm getting ready to send out a free chapter of that book. And that chapter is a transcribed session, a mediumship session. I have four of them in my book. It's a mediumship session with a client. It's the last mediumship session in the book. And I included these sessions because looking around at what other kinds of mediumship sessions were available to people out there, I just thought they were broader and they explained more about the afterlife. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but having people's experiences in a session means a lot. And it meant a lot to me when the people who had had those sessions not only freely gave permission to use them, but were grateful because they thought they could help other people. So here's a session in this that I'm giving away free. And more information will be out on my newsletter and on social media, and especially on Facebook. But in this particular session, my client wanted to talk with her parents. And there was a lot. We had a lot of fun, and we were doing this session on Skype. She wasn't even here with me. We were having this conversation. We were talking to her parents, and they were asking questions like, did you ever find it? And I said, she keeps pointing to a gold watch in a box. Did you ever find that? She goes, oh, yes, I gave it to my sister-in-law. Awesome, right? I mean, but it's also like, really, are the dead really thinking about their jewelry? Well, in this case, the mother was, briefly, but meant something to her, and she was glad that it got passed on to her daughter-in-law. But they had a really great conversation and things like, you know, we always felt like you didn't take care of yourself well enough. You, our daughter, didn't take care of yourself, and you need to, and you need to do this and that, and you need to, you know, you've been through a lot. And it's very healing to facilitate these conversations. It is a privilege for me, but it helps me remember that, you know, yes, I've lost my own loved ones, and yes, I have my conversations with them, and what a privilege it is to help other people have conversations with their loved ones. But what was interesting is that she asked about her brother, and I said, yeah, we'll get to him in a minute. Let's finish up with your parents, because they already knew he was not in the afterlife. Whenever my dad shows up and he doesn't show up with the dead that we want to talk with, I know that they're stuck. So in the course of the conversation, we talked to her dead brother, and he had died of cancer, and he's like, oh my God, this was so horrible, and you know, nothing is as bad as losing my dad, how bad he felt when his dad died, their dad. You know, and the conversation went on, and he talked about how he, you know, was impatient as he was dying. And he felt sorry about that. And she's like, well, of course, you were sick and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. And there's such a loving exchange between brother and sister. And then he says, you know, tell my wife I knew that it was always her when she was holding my hand. And his sister confirmed that because she was there with him. But here's the interesting thing. We helped him move to the afterlife, and without any scare tactics. You know, I didn't want to scare her that I already knew he was not in the afterlife. But I explained it to him, and I explained it to them. And his parents were there with my dad saying, yeah, you kind of time for you to come on over, kid. And he does, finally, and his childhood dog shows up to greet him. I'm like, well, there's a black lab there going like, it's about time I got to see you. But here's the thing. She later, and I sent her the transcript of the session for her to review and approve and say if there's something she thought was too private that she didn't want to share or whatever, and she was fine with it. But she said, and here's something I want you to remember in the point of saying goodbye to her dad. She said, you know, what's funny is that one of the reasons I asked for a mediumship session is I just felt really uneasy about my brother. I felt that there just wasn't something right there. And I thought, wow, you know, very telling. So here's the thing. If you've lost a loved one, human or animal, but most importantly, humans, although there are animals that do get stuck, usually they're there in the afterlife because they see a little kid or something who's there stuck and they are kind of hanging out with them. Or they want us to say goodbye. But here's the thing. If you're if some time has gone by since your loved ones died and you're feeling uneasy about them, you're feeling that it's just not quite right, listen to that. That's your intuition telling you, hello, say goodbye to your dead. It's that easy. You don't need me or any other medium to help your dead go to the afterlife. You can help them yourself. That's another reason why I hesitate if they just are worried about their stuck dead. I'll help you have a conversation, but you can help them go to the afterlife by saying, I love you. I forgive you for whatever happened that we didn't always agree. Please forgive me. It's okay. You're dead. Go ahead and, choose a door and go to the afterlife. It's okay. We can connect better once you do that. It's okay. Don't worry about it anymore. And sometimes that permission is all the dead need to move on to the afterlife. And it's what you need to get past that hump of grief that's holding you back from putting your heart out there again to love some more, to love another animal, to pick up with more friends, to, if you've lost a spouse, to maybe even dating and meeting someone else again. It's self-love, right? First and foremost. And you tell your dead to love themselves and it's okay to go on. And then you can set up a time, 10 or 15 minutes once a week or once a month, to invite your spiritual team and theirs to get together so that you can chat. So a couple other tips on saying goodbye to your dead. Throw a spectacular funeral for them. Even if it's just you and you've lost one person and nobody else knows them, or you've lost an animal, throw a spectacular funeral for them, especially if they've been controlling jerks and don't want a funeral. Because they're going to be sorry for it when they get to the afterlife that they didn't have a funeral. Funerals are great. They're great for closure. They help a lot. They're important for you to grieve. It's important to grieve in community, even if it's a community of one. It's important to let everyone grieve, but don't make the mistake I did at my family's funeral. Say goodbye to them at their funeral. Hey, this is it. Goodbye. Go ahead and go on. The dead come back for their funerals. Their spiritual teams bring them back. And, and some of them are paying attention, keeping track of who shows up for their funeral, who doesn't. But throw a funeral for them, because sometimes you're just glad it's over with, and that's okay too. And then honor and celebrate your dead. Remember them on the days they died, the anniversary of their death, their birthdays, adoption days, if they're animals or whatever, any other landmark days you want to, every single day if you want. Just honor and celebrate your dead. And eventually the pain of that gets better. May not ever go away completely, but that's part of life. We carry the scars of life with us and they make us better. So grieve, move on, do what you have to do to say goodbye. I know it's tough even when you have time, but when they've suddenly gone and you didn't know it, just stop and say goodbye. It matters. And remember to love yourself, and you're loving your dead. And thank you for joining me today. I know how tough this is, and I know that you can do it, because you're not listening to this podcast because you're not a believer. You're listening because you know that our dead are around. They do come back to visit, and we can help them by telling them, hey, you're dead. Sorry. I love you. I miss you. Go ahead and go to the afterlife. My next show, I'm going to talk about questions, emails, so on from people. December 2nd, how to be a medium. The 16th, choosing our path for next year. It's an amazing and tough year coming up next year. But thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to work with me, check out my website, robynfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N-F-R-I-T-Z.com. I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, soul clearing, spiritual journeys and awakenings, crystal energy healing. I'm here to help you. Fallon's here too. Thank you for joining me today. Again, questions, comments, want to work with me, let me know at robinfritz.com. Take care, and I will see you on November 18th.